Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're detonating the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending September 23rd, 2017. Sometimes the Top 5 can lull you to sleep with its slowness. And then there are weeks like this. The whole thing starts in fifth place, where we welcome newcomer Logic from the Washington, D.C. area. He jumps a healthy four slots with 1-800-273-8255. So what's with that song title? Hold on for details.
I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be alive. I just want to die today. I just want to die.
Logic surges four slots to fifth place with 1-800-273-8255, featuring Alicia Cara and Khalid. Logic hails from Gaithersburg, Maryland, not very far from Washington, D.C. The song title is the telephone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Logic says the inspiration for this song came on a recent tour when he stayed in fans' homes. Logic says some told him that his music helped save their lives, which showed him his power as an artist. No artist is more aware of her own power than our fourth-place newcomer. Taylor Swift is back, and she came ready to play. I'll have more after Ready For It.
In the middle of the night, in my dreams, you should see the things we do.
Taylor Swift grabs hotshot debut honors in fourth place with Ready For It. Taylor maintained a low profile for much of the past year, and then last month reemerged in a burst of activity on social media. Her sixth album, Reputation, arrives on November 10th. Ready For It features songwriting and production from the Solid Gold team of Max Martin and Shellback. The song appeared on September 3rd, immediately becoming Taylor's 13th number one single on the Billboard Digital Songs chart. Now, Ms. Swift isn't finished with us yet, but right now let's bring on Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber. Despacito backs off a notch to number 3.
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment slowly, slowly.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber slip a slot to third place with their former 16-week champ Despacito. Last Saturday, Luis gave a special private performance in San Antonio, Texas. He stopped by the Children's Rehabilitation Institute of Teleton, USA. He sang for the young patients who suffer from musculoskeletal and neurological disorders. Cardi B gets serious this week as Bodak Yellow moves into the runner-up slot. Fans may have to wait a little longer for her album. Details are coming up.
I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do.
Cardi B jumps a notch to second place with her breakout hit Bodak Yellow, Money Moves. The Bronx rapper was previously on track to drop her debut album in October, but now says she may need a little more time to finish it. November 10th is the day Taylor Swift delivers her Reputation album, and the lead single remains at number one on the Hot 100, ruling the roost for a second week. Look What You Made Me Do.
Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Taylor Swift remains your pop singles ruler for week number two with Look What You Made Me Do. Now, this marks the first time in nearly 3 years that two solo women control the Hot 100. It last happened in December of 2014. Taylor Swift was again in the driver's seat with Blank Space while Meghan Trainor was the runner-up with All About That Bass. I'm all about those hits, and I'll have five more for you next week, so join me if you can. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.